Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to Request Friday. Back with me for her final day of quizzing is blogger, author, Alice Living. Alice, it's musicals today!
No, finally, a round that I hope I'll do well at.
Well, you love musicals. Yeah, you do love musicals. You love going to the theatre. You love the south of France. Alice loves to sing. But after a week with her, she really does love a musical. I don't want to lie. So let's get quizzing, shall we? Question number one. In Les Miserables, which character sings I Dreamed a Dream?
Eponine.
Incorrect.
No.
Yes. Incorrect. You know the right answer.
Yeah, I do. It's not Eponine. Oh my God, can we start that again? That's so embarrassing.
Okay.
Really went in there. It's not Eponine. It is Cosette, is it? No.
Okay, no, that's too wrong now. We have to go with that. It's Fantine.
Oh, Fantine. Oh my God, Fantine. So embarrassing. Oh.
Question number two. In 2011, which Roald Dahl book was adapted into a West End musical?
Matilda.
Correct. Question number three. The Lyric, the Apollo, and the Sondheim theatres can be all found on which street?
The Lyric is on...
So that's the Lyric, the Apollo, and the Sondheim theatres can all be found on which street?
I don't know the name of the street. I'm so sorry. I don't know that. I'm terrible with knowing road names.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem. The correct answer is Shaftesbury Avenue.
Oh my God, of course. Oh God. I'm actually kicking myself here. It's because, yeah.
We're going to take our time. And the only reason that made sense to me is because we're like on Shaftesbury Avenue. So I was just like, yeah, it's down the road. But, you know, it's fine. Sure. Question number four.
I mean, I'm actually angry at myself now. But anyway, I'll go try
out. No, don't be angry about blooming Shaftesbury Avenue. You've still got many questions to redeem yourself. Question number four. Which UK comedian and author wrote the Queen musical We Will Rock You?
Comedian and author wrote... Because it was with Brian May.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen We Will Rock You.
Any ideas?
No, sorry. I don't.
Okay. The correct answer is a lovely man. Very talented writer. He wrote Blackadder. Called Ben Elton.
Ben Elton, yeah. Mm.
Very clever man. Okay, question number five. In which decade did the first Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, open?
Was that in the 80s? Or was it 90s? I know that, well, like, if Philip Schofield played Joseph when he was young, how, yeah, so maybe...
But it may not 70s? Have been the first production.
No. 70s?
Ah, incorrect, I'm afraid, darling. The correct answer is the 1960s.
60s, was it?
I don't think that was Phil Schofield, though.
No, that wasn't. No.
Question number six on your West End musicals request quiz. What is the opening number to the Lion King musical?
It's the sir. I'm really like doubting myself now.
Don't.
It's the Circle of Life.
It absolutely is the Circle of Life. Correct okay. answer. Question number seven. The musical Miss Saigon is a retelling of which opera?
Ay, ay, ay. I think, but it's between two. One of them begins with A and the other one is Madame Butterfly. So I'm going to go with Madame Butterfly because that's the only one that I know the full name of.
Yay! Correct answer is Madame Butterfly.
Oh, thank God for that. The other one I thought was like Aikida, but yeah, it's not that.
Oh yeah, Aida. No.
Aida, that's it, not Aikida.
IKEA.
Yeah, literally a mashup of those two things.
Madame Butterfly, very famous opera written by Puccini, for goodness sakes. Okay, question number 8. We're in the gorgeous second half. In the musical Cats, which mischievous troublemaker shares his name with a 70s UK band known for their hit single In the Summertime? In the
summertime. Is it Mischievous Cats? Is it Mr. Mistopheles? No. Or Rum Tum Tugger? One of those two.
This is also, the name of this cat is sharing its name with a 70s UK band. And they had a hit single in the summer.
So it's not Mr. Mistopheles.
No.
Not Mr. Mistopheles. Not Rum Tum Tugger. Mischievous Cat. Which other one was? Oh,
We've gone so far as to say Troublemaker.
This is going to really, really, really annoy me now.
Have we even ruined your life with this musical?
I know this, and it's not coming into my head. Oh God, I can literally picture him in my head playing it. It's John something played it, and I cannot think. So if it's not those ones, then I genuinely don't know.
What about we take it to In the Summertime? Do you know who sang that? The band that sang that song?
No, I don't know. Yeah,
we're gonna do this then. I'm gonna have to give you this answer.
Okay.
This time.
Sorry. I don't know.
No, it's fine. It's just time. Correct answer is Mungo Jerry.
Oh, God. Because it's Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer, but I was... Oh,
they're like a gang. They're like a duo.
Yeah, that is really annoying.
You're never going to want to watch Cats again, are you?
No.
Sorry, Alice. Ruining musicals for you by the question. Question number 9, Alice. The Book of Mormon is about two American missionaries traveling to a village in which African country?
Where did they go?
So you've seen Book of Mormon.
Is it Uganda? Uganda. I think it is Uganda.
Correct. The correct answer is Uganda. Beautifully played. Question number 10. Can you name an ABBA single that doesn't feature in the musical Mamma Mia for 1 point?
Ooh. Is Knowing Me, Knowing You? Is that in it? Is that one?
Eek, I think they did take that one. I think they did.
Did they?
They shoved that in the film. Of course they did.
Okay, fail. For some reason I thought that wasn't in there.
Don't worry. That's your only guess, I'm afraid. You could have had She's My Kind of Girl, The Day Before You Came, Fernando, Summer Night City. Yeah, Angel Eyes. What's another massive one that's not in there? All Is Said and Done. I mean, there's a lot. They're very prolific, ABBA, aren't they? Mm. Question number 11. Wicked. Yay! It's your favourite.
Watch me get it wrong now.
Okay. Now I'm with you on this one, okay? Wicked. So we're talking about your favourite musical of all time, you've told us today, is a retelling of The Wizard of Oz, told from the perspective of two witches. Can you name them for 2 points?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. That's easy.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for that. Elphaba and Glinda.
Correct. Elphaba, Wicked Witch of the West. Glinda, the Good Witch. Oh, yeah, of course. All right, final question. We made it. Question number 12, Alice Living. I have a list here of the longest running shows in West End musical history. And this is as of April 2020. Before the world shut down. For 3 points, can you name 3 of the top 5?
So I know that one of them is definitely Phantom of the Opera.
Correct. That is number 2. And that is, oh my God, that's been running since 1986 till now. Wow.
Okay. I think Les Mis is also up there.
Absolutely, that's number 1. So you've given me number 1 and number 2. Les Mis are up. 1985 till now. Whoa. What a long production.
So, yeah, so that's 2.
So can you give me one more in the top 5?
I think The Lion King's in there too.
Oh my God, so close. It's number 6. It's only gone and been number 6. We were looking for either Blood Brothers, 1988 till 2012, Blood Brothers. Mamma Mia's are 5, 99 till now. And of course, your now, I think, worst musical, Cats. 1981 to 2002. It's number four.
Yeah.
The Lion King's number six, 7 Starlight Express, 8 Chicago, 9 Your Beloved Wicked, and number 10, Buddy, the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, wow.
Your score at the end of your West End musical round is 8 points. We'll talk Alice through her points after this break.
Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Eric Chana,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy.
Oh, Katie, wait.
What?
We need to explain what we're doing.
We're only doing a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's economics, sport, the space race. It's the story of the post-war world.
Oh, thank goodness someone's finally explaining our life to us.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
So you scored 8 points today and 40 for the week. Ooh, how are you feeling?
That's not too bad. I mean, where does that fall in terms of other people?
It's over half. I have to say, I love that that's the first question everyone asks. That's great. How did everyone else do? And then I'll know how much I'll be happy.
Because I'm trying to work out, like, did I just have a particularly bad day?
Absolutely not.
You know, over half is good. Over half is fine.
And I mean, have I ruined Cats for you now? Every time you see Mungo Jerry, you're going to want to slap his little face.
Yeah, I just can't look my friends in the eyes that love musicals like me because I'm just mortified about that Eponine one.
Oh my God, I wonder which friends of yours were screaming.
I know.
Screaming at us while we did that. You did very well. You did very well. And it was lovely to talk through musicals with you. Thank you, Alice Living. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back next week. But finally, it's the moment that we reveal the connection of this week's Connector Clues. Alice, we're going to ask you to answer these if you can. On Monday, we asked, what's the most important meal of the day?
Breakfast?
Correct. On Tuesday, we had a UK political party founded in 1834.
Is that Lib Dems? I don't know.
It was actually Conservatives. On Wednesday, your clue was a popular sport originating in 15th century Scotland.
Rugby?
It's in fact golf.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that. And on Thursday, we asked for the symbol for the periodic element sulfur.
Sulfur, S-U?
It's actually just S. It's just S.
Oh, right.
So can you get the link? We have breakfast, Conservatives, golf, and S. Can you get the link?
I mean, Conservatives and golf makes me think of Donald Trump.
No, I promise you, the connector clue is not Trump. We're not doing that today.
None of the others tend in that direction.
It's actually types of clubs. Breakfast club, Conservatives club, golf club, and S club, like juniors.
Oh, very good.
Alice Living, thank you so much. What a great week. Follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat for bonus questions over the weekend, and we'll see you for more quizzing next week.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.